Amidst the debate regarding how to mend the healthcare system, it seems the topic of dental coverage often goes unmentioned. A new report on children's oral health nationwide, due out in the next month, hints that Florida may be among the worst in the country for dental resources. Ralph Ficillo is the president of the DentaQuest Foundation, an organization that works to improve oral health nationwide. He says, historically, dental health wasn't considered a part of overall health care.
You know, for a long time, we haven't treated oral health as part of the overall health, the oral systemic connection, we call it, to help not only consumers, but even the broad scope of health providers appreciate how important oral health is to overall health and the fact that oral disease is 98% preventable.
Ficillo says the split between medical and dental care happened about 150 years ago, but recently research showing that oral health is part of overall health has made some dental providers change their tune.
The dental care delivery system being outside of medical came about probably by an act of, people deciding that a specialty could be treated one way and that the rest of the body could be treated another way, but it wasn't always that way. And I think that now that there is a greater emphasis on oral health being part of systemic health and having great impact on that, that providers are coming together.
This morning, hundreds lined up outside a Newport Richey dental clinic to receive free cleanings, checkups, and fillings. The Tampa Tribune reported that over 500 people would be seen throughout the day. Some lined up as early as 9 a.m. yesterday morning. Ficillo says, don't expect those volunteer dental clinic lines to get shorter anytime soon.
The lines for free care are really, they start in the middle of the night in some states where people have just gone without care for so long. For some people, those volunteer clinics are the first dental appointment that they've had in a lifetime.
According to Ficillo, children whose parents have no insurance of their own do have some options for state-funded programs.
And for children, that really shouldn't be the case because we do have federally funded programs for Medicaid, which is obviously administered at a state-by-state level. And one of the things we would be concerned about, for instance, in the situation in Florida, is that we're only seeing about one-third of the children enrolled in Medicaid getting to dental care.
Ficillo says he would like to get elected officials to attend one of the free health clinics to see how extensive the need for dental care improvement is.
Let's have all of our elected officials really witness the need and experience what we see, those of us who are concerned and trying to work together on solutions, see firsthand what that need looks like and feels like. People are in a lot of pain. In some states, there are children in kindergarten. We see children going to school. 1 in 10 of them are in pain from oral health problems.
While a healthcare solution still seems distant, Ficillo says that DentaQuest sees a solution in educating the nation in preventative dental care.
Well, one part of that solution is to focus on oral health as a health issue. It's connected to overall health, and one of the important things is to, one, get that message out. So we think to start really basic to help with that so that people go through their lives not thinking about the cosmetic aspects only of what a smile looks like, but really what is good oral health. And teaching that early in life, engaging, you know, parents and educators, and really making it a community-wide family issue would be terrific.
But Ficillo says education isn't the only part of the solution. He says access to dental care must be at the forefront of the elected officials' minds.
We know the access problem is huge, and we're part of a national alliance to improve access, and we've got lots of different stakeholders. We've got dentists, and we've got health insurers, and we've got public health folks, and we've got elected officials, and everyone who's put their energies forward want to solve this problem. But it's not on everyone's mind, and we'd like it to be.
Tune in next week to hear how a lack of access to dental care is affecting students at the University of South Florida. Reporting for WMNF News, I'm Arielle Stevenson.